You got it now? Good. Anybody got the book with them? I got, she got either one. Doesn't matter. I just need to see, I don't know which chapter. I know which, what I want the exam to be on, but I know the name of the chapter, but I don't know which chapter it is. Because we have exams next week. I want to do chapter 6 and 7. That's the memory and imagination. So that's why our exam is going to come from chapter 6 and chapter 7. Thank you. Tonight we're going to deal with chapter 6, the memory. Last week we dealt, the week before last, we were together, we dealt with the intellect and reasoning. And, you know, one of the things that we have to realize about our mind is that God gave us our mind. And if he gave us our mind, he created us with a soul. He intended us to use it. And so, you know, it's kind of a recurring theme. Christians believe in order to operate with God and to flow with God, you have to have some, excuse me for saying this, have to have some dumbness with you. That's not the case. God doesn't mind us using our intellect or our mind or our soul. He just doesn't want us using it without him involved. See, if you can always keep God involved, you can use your mind as much as you want because he gave it to you. But he has to be involved. This is why, once again, I keep telling you we're going to use the scripture over and over. Romans 12, 2 is so important. Understanding how our mind is transformed. Now, it says, be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. The renewing of your mind does not give any indication of being dumb or not using your mind. Does not get, if you renew something, you make it new again. Mean you make it better. So the word of God is supposed to make us more intelligent. Reading the word of God is supposed to enhance our soul. You know, our intellect, reasoning ought to be sharper. What the Bible says, iron, sharpen iron. Reading the word of God should make our memory better. Reading the word of God should be able to allow us to use our emotions better. So the word of God makes us infinitely more wiser. You know, what happens a lot of times is God will use our intellect. And if we don't trust him, we'll begin to try to leave God behind and try to figure things out ourselves. See, go to Genesis, the 3rd chapter. This is the whole. This is why our mind has to be renewed. Genesis, the 3rd chapter. And very specifically, verse 2. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden. And when I say woman, I'm talking man too, because he ate the fruit just like the woman. So this ain't going to be about no gender. We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as God, knowing good and evil. So the whole issue is not the eating of the fruit. It's to is trying to become God and decide what's right and what's wrong. That's what this is all about. Adam and Eve made the decision that we're going to decide what's right and what's wrong. How can you decide what's right and what's wrong and you don't know what's right and what's wrong? That's where sin comes in. Sin comes because man is deciding what's right and what's wrong. And so once again, this whole issue is man trying to think without God. That's where we get into trouble. Now, Adam and Eve all along had the opportunity to think with God. Because God met them, we go further down, you see that God met them in the cool of the day. Why? He was coming to spend time with them so that he can impart his thought process to them. That's why he said in Isaiah 119, come let us reason together. Come let us think together. Whatever you were planning on doing, if it was wrong, I'm going to straighten it out. Because you don't know whether it was right or wrong. But when you compare it to my thoughts, you'll find out if it was right or wrong. Cast down every imagination or every thought that does what? Exalted itself. That's 2 Corinthians 10. That exalted itself against the what? The knowledge of God. So God never was trying to stop us from becoming intelligent. He just didn't want us trying to decide what's right and what's wrong. This is making sense. So tonight as we talk about our memory, in particular, our ability to use our memory to recall things. When you use your memory and enhance your memory to recall things, you'll be able to defeat memories that were placed in by events. Let me explain what I mean. We have our memory. We have memory in which we remember things that has happened to us. And we have memory of things that we have learned. When you take the memories of things that you have, when you take the word of God, which is things that you have remembered and learned, you can combat things that you remember from bad events. Does this make sense? And so this is why you have to understand and realize and let God use your memory. Let God enhance your memory. Because when you let God enhance your memory, you'll be able to deal with every memory that the Satan tries to bring up. Watch this. Go with me. Go with me to John 14:26. John 14:26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I have said unto you. So based on what Jesus is saying, there's one important person that's going to help our memory. And that is the Holy Ghost. So we have to rely on the Holy Spirit to help us with our memory. All right. Watch this. Go with me to Psalms 119. Psalms 119:11, verse 10, verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. With my whole heart, a whole soul, have I sought thee, or let me not wander from thy commandments. Verse 11 is where I want to get to. Thy word have I what? Hid in my soul. It says heart. Hid in my soul that I might not sin against thee. So God's word being hid in our heart, right, is the foundation for which we make decisions. Because once we've hid the word of God in our heart, we now know right from wrong. And we use the Holy Spirit to bring his word back to our remembrance. Is that making sense? Now see how this process works. The Holy Spirit can't bring to remembrance what hadn't been there. You can't remember what you didn't know. This is like you meet somebody or somebody meets you and they say, yeah, we met before. And you know, good way you never met that person before. But yet you say, yeah, I remember. You're lying like a dog. You can't remember what you don't know or what ain't never happened. The same way, listen to me, internet, the same way the word of God that has not been hid in your heart cannot be brought back to your remembrance by the Holy Spirit. That's why it's important that you hide the word of God in your soul. This is why it's good that you memorize verses. Not memorize verses to be pious or for your self-proclaimed of being holy, but you memorize scriptures so that when the Holy, listen, so that when you face a situation, the Holy Spirit can bring it back to your remembrance. Is this making sense? I'll give you an example. Go to Matthew's the fourth chapter. Matthew's the fourth chapter. Matthew's the fourth chapter, first verse. Then was Jesus led up of the wilderness into the led of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, what? It is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. That's Jesus using his memory. Watch this. Then the devil taking him up into the holy city and set him upon the pinnacle of the temple. And he said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall. Now, here's what Satan got a memory, too. He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands there shall be bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. And Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Now, this is Jesus. Got to remember now, once again, y'all remember me saying this last year, that we in the Western Hemisphere, a lot of times read the Bible with a Western Hemisphere thought process. When the Bible really is an Eastern Hemisphere thought process. In other words, simply saying, Jesus was Jewish. Jesus was Jewish. So Jesus, how do I know Jesus was Jewish? Because in order for him to die on the cross for our sins, he had to fulfill all the laws. I think it was 654 laws. You don't know the laws unless you're Jewish. So he had to fulfill all the laws before he died. And in fulfilling all the laws, you have to know all the laws by heart. So Jesus had to memorize the word of God. So this is why when he was in the wilderness, he didn't have scripts in front of him. He was in the wilderness. He wasn't in a temple. He was in the wilderness. At his weakest moment physically, because the Bible said he had fasted 40 days, 40 nights, he was hungry. And here he is, allowing the Holy Spirit to use his memory. Again, the devil, verse 8, taking him up into a city, because we're going to look at this from another version, and I'm going to show you what your memory, your properly trained memory would lead to. All right, I'm going to show you this in another instance. In Luke, the fourth chapter, and verse 8. And again, the devil taking him up into an exceeding high mountain and showing him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written again, that's his memory, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Go to Luke, the fourth chapter. All right, here we go again. Verse 1, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, and being 40 days tempted. Same story, all right? Different perspective. Being 40 days tempted of the devil, and in those days he did eat nothing. And when they were ended, he was afterwards hungry. And the devil said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, command that this stone, that it be made bread. And Jesus answered and said, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone. Remember, that's his memory now. Verse 5, and the devil, taking him into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kings of the world in a moment of time. The devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is what? Written, that's his memory again. Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Verse 9, and he brought him to a Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from hence. For it is written, here's the devil's memory. He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, what? You're missing something. What he said? It is said. No longer is it written. It is said. This is revelation. It's no longer written. It is said. This is revelation. Your memory properly trained with the word of God hidden in your heart. You can shift from what is written to what is said. What the Holy Spirit is saying to you. I give you language that they won't be able to deny. They won't be able to gangster. They won't be able to deny it. Come against it. John 5:39, search the scriptures. For in them you think you have life, but they testify of me, meaning Jesus, meaning that the word of God hidden in your heart should cause you to shift. When you're dealing with situations, I don't care how quick the situation to come upon you or whatever the situation may be. Whenever you have the word of God hid in your heart. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The word of God hid in your heart does two things. Number one, the word of God that's hid in your heart will position you to stand your ground. It will position you to stand your ground. The second thing the word of God hid in your heart will position you to do is to advance. Stand your ground and advance. No matter what you're hit with. Stand your ground and advance. That's why the word of God hid in your heart or in your soul or memorized or remembered. That's the power of it. You don't have time to go run to your Bible when something hits you. Devil, I know it's in there. Just go let me find it. No, you got to know it's in there. Listen, you might not know scripture and verse, but you know what thus said the Lord. And you have confidence in it. It ain't no guessing. I know what God said. I've read this and seen this for myself. I know what he said. I know he said he'd never leave me nor forsake me. I know he said he'll prepare a table in the presence of my enemies. I know he said that. Why? Because I've read it for myself. I know no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall fall. I know this. I know God's word will not return unto him void. It will accomplish what he sends it out to do. I know this. I know the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. I know this. That's the word of God hidden in your heart. So that John 10:10, the thief coming not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus talking. He said, but I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. A lot of times we use that for a prosperity scripture, in which true it is a prosperity scripture. But really, when you really look at talk about abundance, he's talking about abundance in everything. So watch this. What that's really saying is, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Meaning I got more life on the inside of me than life trying to throw at on the outside of me. But that can't happen without the word of God hidden in your heart. If the word of God is not hidden in your heart, Satan come and hit you with something and take all your little confidence. Is this making sense? So this is why the renewing of your mind, the renewing of your mind. Other words, I'm constantly adding the word of God to my thought process. I'm constantly adding God to my thought process. I'm actually adding God to what I'm thinking about because I want to hide his word in my heart so that when I do have to make a decision, I will know right from wrong. I don't have to make it up. See, that's the problem with society today. Society, there's no absolutes. There's no truth internet in the world today. It's whatever they feel. I ain't thinking about what's right or wrong. It's how I feel. There's no absolutes. There's nothing finite, nothing that's just that don't change. The system, everything is relative. It goes along how I feel. It was wrong yesterday, but today it might not be wrong because I want to do it. Or it was right yesterday, but it's wrong today because I don't want to deal with it. It's relative. But with the word of God hidden in your heart, you have a foundation to be able to make decisions. What's right and what's wrong. That's why David said, I hid thy word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is bringing that word up. The Holy Spirit is bringing that memory, using your memory to bring that word up so that I can make the right decisions. That I can decide. Oh, if this is the right decision, not just right, not morally, it's not morally right or wrong, but is this the right decision or is this the wrong decision? Is that making sense? Your memory, this is very important. This is why you have to hide the word of God. Remember I said earlier that the word of God that you renew your mind with will help you deal with memories that life has tried to give you. Remember I said that? I said it earlier. In other words, you can take the word of God that you allow to be hid in your heart to combat memories that life, bad memories that life is trying to give you or trying to hold you back with. Because your memory, watch this now, your memory really has the largest part and the largest effect on who you become. Your memory plays the largest role in who you become. I'm using an example, but you'll see exactly what I'm saying when I use the example. Every person who is who, despite what the Bible says about homosexuality, every person that practices that lifestyle is practiced because of a memory. Because an event that happened in their lives that caused them to become. Because nobody born like that. You can't be born like that. If you're born like that, then God saying it's wrong would be against his creation. So that means if he said wrong, you can't be born like that. So it was a memory or an event that gave them a memory that allowed them to become. This is why past experiences, you have to let the word of God deal with past bad experiences, because if you don't let the word of God deal with them, then it will affect who you become. This is why you have to take the word of God. You have to find prosperity scriptures in the Bible and watch this. Put them in your heart, because if all you've seen is poverty, something has to change your memory. Because if it don't change your memory, that's what you're going to become. That's what you're used to. This is why the word of God has to come in and begin to wash those thoughts, change those thoughts. This is who God says I am. This is who God says I can be. God said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you an expected end. Let me get God's thoughts on who I am, regardless of what my grandparent told me, regardless of what my mama told me, my daddy told me, regardless of what my teacher told me, regardless of what anybody else said. This is who God says I am. So if I don't have the word of God to come in to combat the memory is going to shape who I become. So this is why I have to hide the word of God in my heart, so I might not sin against him. What do I mean sin? Become separated from God. See, when we talk a lot of times, we talk about sin, we talk about doing wrong. But no, it's just wrong for you not to be who God called you to be. It's not wrong to go to, you're going to hell wrong. It's just wrong because Satan getting you. That ain't right. That ain't because the way what God has planned for you is a whole lot better than what Satan has planned for you. So if I don't let the word of God come in and deal with those memories, then those memories are going to shape who I become. If they tell you I ain't going to never be nothing, Philippians 4:19 need to be your scripture. I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What that does, that scripture combats every time I was told I ain't going to be nothing. Because if I don't have them to combat this memory, then that's what I'm going to become. Remember now, your memory is plays the largest part in who you become. I want you to understand that your memory will affect your emotions. I hope you heard me, internet. Your memory will affect your emotions. If somebody has done you wrong and you don't take the word of God to deal with that, every time you think about that, it's going to drive up some emotions, and then it's going to cause you to behave a certain way. It's going to cause you to become. Is this making sense? So this is why I have to hide the word of God in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Or let's say that I might not separate myself from thee. I don't want to do anything to separate myself from you. So I'm hiding the word of God in my heart so that the Holy Spirit can bring to my remembrance what needs to be brought to my remembrance so I can deal with what is happening in my memory. Are you getting this? Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt what? What? Remember. For it is That comes from your memory. This is why Abraham built altars. He built altars. Remember we talked about this as being nomadic? He built altars so that when he get to a certain place, see that certain altar, it reminds him of what God has done, so that he know that when God talks to him again, God will do. It reminds him. This is why you can't discount your experiences with God. Every now and then you got to remind yourself what God has done for you. Because when you remind, we finna get old school. When you remind yourself what God has done for you, you get to thinking, he ain't brought me this far. Just to leave me now, eh? Your memory. That's why you have to protect your memory. That's why anytime Satan tries to bring up a memory that causes you to act outside of the will of God, that's why the hidden word of God has to deal with that memory. How do I do that? As soon as the memory pops up, you need to allow the Holy Spirit to bring up a scripture to combat that. Because it doesn't matter. Watch this. What has happened? You can't change your past, but you can dictate what happens now and in your future. The Bible says now faith is, meaning this present moment. So when you take the word of God and have it in this present moment, it will, the men know what I'm talking about. You have mildew on the wall, mildew on the ceiling. You're going to get some kilts, some stain blocker. You get some, I don't care if you see mildew on that wall, you get some stain blocker. You roll that stain blocker, that kilts or stain block on that wall, let it dry, come back and put the paint on the wall. The mildew can still be sitting behind that stain blocker, but it can't come through. The word of God is a stain blocker for your memory. It's a stain blocker for your memory. When you roll that word of God on that memory, it blocks all the effects. It blocks all the effects from coming through. If the word of God is not there, if that kilt is not on the wall, you can put paint on it. That's that mildew coming through. Give it a couple of weeks. That mildew going to bleed right on through that paint. But when you put that stain block on it, that mildew going to be stuck behind that stain blocker. The word of God, when it comes to bad memories, the word of God will come in this present moment and block the stains from that memory. Block the feelings, block the effects, so that you don't become. If I was in an abusive home, I take the word of God, block that stain. So now, as I live my life, I won't attract nobody abusive in my life. Does that make sense? Ungodly memories will make you a prisoner of the past. Ungodly memories will make you a prisoner of your past. That's what I mean about you can't. Some people, because of things that happened to them in the past, can't accomplish things in the future. Certain things they want to accomplish, can't do it because of fear. Because of the lack of self-confidence. So that's why you have to take the word of God. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of what?
Sound mind.
Great is he that is in me than he that is in the world. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are saved. Are you seeing this? So the word of God, the word of God will open any prison door that your past has got you locked in. If your past, your memories got you figuring a way you can't do certain things, take the word of God and renew your mind. Renew your mind. That just simply means you're putting a stain block on. I'm blocking all the stains from that memory. You have to take the word of God. Sometimes it takes months. Sometimes it takes weeks. You have to take the word of God and you have the word of God chisel away anything that have crystallized. Any memories that have crystallized in your mind. You take the word of God and you can let it, you let it chip away until it breaks it all the way down and that memory can be dealt with. Remember now, why is this so important? Because your memory plays the largest part in who you become. The funny thing about your memories, your memories will trap, your memories will also include the feelings you felt. Sometimes people have the memory is so vivid for them, they remember the smell. All those things. But when you take the word of God and you let it be a stain blocker, take the word of God. Let the word of God block that, become a stain blocker. Not trying, watch this. Not trying to erase the memory, but let it be a stain blocker. What's the difference? The difference is I'm going to let this memory strengthen me. I'm going to let it strengthen me. Because when I become stronger, my fellow man becomes stronger. You might be able to help somebody from your memory, from your past experiences. But you can't help nobody if your past experiences keep you in jail. That's why you have to take. This is why you see people who have a passion to help people who've gone through the same thing they've gone through, because they've let, especially Christians, they've let the word of God become a stain blocker so they can deal and talk about a situation and help somebody else not to make those same mistakes without dragging up all those past feelings, all those past emotions and everything that went with it. The word of God became a stain blocker. The destiny that God, see, sin is so, this world system and Satan is so, just so evil. Because sometimes Satan will set things up early in your life because he knows your destiny. So he'll set things to happen up early in your life that will cause you to have memories that will stop you from becoming. That's why I love Jesus so much, because no other worldview deals with this particular word. When I say worldview, I'm talking about world religion or worldview or how they, what they believe in. No other worldview deals with the word redemption. Redemption, redeemed, brought back to a former position. The blood of Jesus, because of what he did on the cross, the blood of Jesus redeems us. So it doesn't matter what happened to us in our past, whether we caused it or we didn't cause it, whether it was our fault or it wasn't our fault. The blood of Jesus, listen to me, internet, the blood of Jesus redeems us and puts us in our purest form. Which is in right standing, which is righteousness, which is in right standing with God. So it doesn't matter what anybody else say or what anybody else has done to us in the past. The blood of Jesus redeems us. When he redeems us, he redeems everything about us. He redeems our imagination, redeems our intellect, redeems our memory, puts our memory in the position as if it never happened. The memory may be there, but it was as if it never happened. He redeems us. So there is nothing that can hold us back from reaching our destiny. Hope this is making sense. It doesn't matter what mistakes we've made in the past. That word redemption. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law. We've been redeemed. So when you let the word of God, you hide the word of God in your heart, you're actually allowing the redemption of Jesus to take effect in your life. The redemption, meaning I am who God created me to be. Doesn't matter what nobody else says. It's not because of who I am. It's because of who he is and what he did. I'm relying on him. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the Son of God, by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Redemption. The blood of Jesus. You have to let the blood of Jesus. You have to speak it. Jesus, I'm letting your blood wash my memory. Let the blood of Jesus be the stain blocker. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Jesus, how you do that? You speak it into existence. You say it. Jesus, I'm letting your blood. I'm painting your blood over all my bad memories. You're blocking all the stains from coming through so that they don't affect me from becoming who you designed me and who you destined me to be. Let the blood of Jesus be your kilts. Let the blood of Jesus be the stain blocker. Speak it over yourself. I take the blood of Jesus and I spread it over all my bad memories. I feel the Holy Spirit. I spread it over all my bad memories. It's blocking every thought. It's blocking every feeling that will hinder me from becoming who God has destined me to be. Every time that memory come up, you plead the blood of Jesus. Not memory, nope, I'm pleading the blood of Jesus. That no longer has no effect over me. I've now been redeemed to make other memories. I've been redeemed to where I can make the memories. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I've now been redeemed to allow the thoughts that God has been thinking of me to become my memories. You know what that means? That means that what God is thinking about you, you have accomplished it. You are accomplishing it. So it becomes a memory. I remember I did this for God. I remember God used me to do this. I remember God did this for me. Because you're allowing his thoughts. You're allowing the blood, the redemption power of Jesus. Wash your memory. Come over your memory. Block every stain. So those things that happened to me in the past, what I did in the past. Because see, watch this. We don't really understand the power of the blood of Jesus and redemption. Redemption really means, watch this. Redemption means everything in my past that's trying to stop me from getting my destiny has been dealt with. I'm no longer going to receive the penalty for my past actions. If the blood of Jesus blocks the penalty for my past actions, that means it's going to block all the memories from my past actions affecting how I am in the future. Redemption is such a powerful word. Redemption is such a wonderful word. Redemption. And it's so powerful that redemption works in the past. It works in the present. In the present, and it will work in the future. So there's nothing that would ever stop me from becoming who God has destined me to be. Every time that memory comes up about something that has happened to you in the past, what you might have done in the past, and it's trying to interfere what God is trying to talk to you about now and trying to get you, position you for what's going to happen in the future, you plead the blood of Jesus and remind yourself, I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed. I am the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God. I am in right standing with God. There's no memory that can stop me from becoming who God has destined me to be. I'm redeemed. It might be a simple concept, but it's a powerful concept. And you don't realize how much your thought process stops you from becoming who God has destined you to be. Your memory, you'll be sitting there saying, oh, man. One of the most powerful illustrations is, I never forget, the apostle talked about how he got born again. Then he went on to talk about how God called him to preach. First thing he crossed his mind is, God, who going to believe me? But then that redemption, that redemption, that redeeming blood of Jesus became a stain blocker. That redeeming blood, you have to, in the morning sometimes, you have to meditate on the redeeming blood of Jesus. Just meditate it. See it. Go ahead and get you a picture of your brain in your mind. Imagine, when you're in the morning, you get a picture of your mind and see the blood of Jesus pouring over. Stain blocker. These past experiences, these memories that's been trying to stop me from going where God has called me to be, stop me from going where God wants me to go, I'm redeemed from that. Yeah, devil, you might be trying to bring it up, but the blood of Jesus has redeemed me. That's not going to stop me from becoming who God has called me to be. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Wow. He was made a curse for me. For it's written, curses everyone that hangeth on the tree. Devil is not, it's not me, but it's Christ in me. That's my hope of success. The hope of glory. Why? Because I've been redeemed. So from this day forward, don't you let Not now one. One past experience in which you think you failed, in which you didn't live up to God's expectation, to which you are trying to stop you from becoming who God. Don't you let now one resonate with you. As soon as it come up, you begin to plead the blood of Jesus and remind yourself, I am redeemed from the curse of the law. The blood of Jesus is my stain blocker. So now God can come on your imagination and paint whatever he wants to paint. Paint whatever picture he wants to paint of your future. And the stain from the past can't bleed through to mess up that picture. Use your stain blocker so God can begin to paint over. Stain blocker, it can't bleed through. I don't care how much mildew is on the other side. I don't care how much sin is on the other side. That stain blocker is painted on and it can't bleed through. God is now dealing with a clean canvas. Hope you listen to me, internet. I know I'm helping you, so I hope you listen to me. God can deal with a clean canvas now to do everything he wanted to do with you, to do everything for you he wanted to do for you. And you can have confidence that you can accomplish. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You enjoy your holidays. I'll see you when we get back. Remember, chapters what?
6 and 7.
That's what our exam will be on. Enjoy your night and enjoy your holidays.